review.
Hey, you mother lovers.
Hey, you sexy YouTube mother lovers.
Hey, that's my line. You can't use that.
Welcome.
It's trademarked. Yeah.
To the Unsubscribe Podcast.
Yeah. You want to do having a little enthusiasm, don't it?
Yeah. Welcome to here. Do you want to do the I can't be happy now that I'm sad.
Welcome to Subscribe. Hi, I'm Matt. We have Eli Double Fat. We have Donut Bopperator. And we have the AK Jesus.
Hey, everybody.
That's not anybody's names, but it's close enough where you can figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Hiya. Batty just came in hot. Batty, what do you want? He didn't even let us introduce. We were writing down notes.
We were like,
no, start the podcast. So,
Ranch water.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about that. Let me put away that.
So I just popped me here a
hide the claws momentarily.
A big red Rio grapefruit ranch water from Lone River.
Yeah, yeah, Barry.
What do you got? What do you got, Eli?
Guys,
nobody cares. Donut, what do you got?
Man, I got Brandon Herrera here.
Hey-oh! That's what I'm talking about. That's some real ranch right there.
As good as it gets. Welcome to Texas. Brandon has just officially moved to Tejas, San Antonio.
I was told not
to
call
Tejas. Address is, what, 4369?
Yeah, you're close. Yeah, you're close on that one. Let's stop that one right there.
He is in San Antonio, in case you're wondering, more towards the north side.
Yeah. Moved here during a blizzard.
Holy yeah, no, it was a, it was, a, it was a fucking amazing time. Yeah, no, oof. We literally the last 3 hours of the drive was like we were doing 30 in a 75, trying not to slide off the road, and then we had no fridge, no food. So we've been subsisting on liquor and trail mix for 4 days.
You mean ranch water and trail mix?
I mean ranch water and liquor. That's
what
liquor.
We're talking about.
Ranch water.
Shout out to our sponsors that got us through this Texas disaster.
Honestly, without ranch water, I don't think I would have survived 3 days of no real water.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would have killed my child and ate him if it wasn't for ranch
honestly,
water.
Honestly, I wanted to and you stopped me. So
that's
like,
honestly
you.
Still in the cards, though.
Yeah,
still there.
I'm still going to kill him after being locked up with John for a week now.
That's a hard one.
Can't wait for school to come back, Ardona.
Do you remember when your power died and you had no running water?
Oh, yeah.
And your best friend
okay,
had
stop it.
Both of those things.
And he lives a mile away.
And we were sending hits. I could read through those things.
My Raptor could have easily gotten to his house a mile away.
Man, Batty, it sucks not having any heat or electricity or water.
Please, I'm so cold.
Batty's just red.
Batty said, LOL, I'm watching anime.
Yeah, literally, I'm watching anime right now. What's up, dudes?
I have John in three comforters to keep him cold.
You sent a picture of yourself wrapped up, and I was like, lol.
Like, Batty's a good friend. This is great.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay.
The other night I was like, yeah, dude, Jones is going to be, or no, Squirt's going to be wearing Jones like a tauntaun.
Squirt just walking around with another cat on
power play, dude.
This is what happens when you leave me alone, father.
Yeah, right. I have killed other cats. He was weak. It's not important.
Jeeves is dead.
He kills Jeeves. Like, what, Squirt?
I'm leaving.
Damn, son.
If you guys didn't know, my cat Squirt is a complete fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Who kills everything he comes across and tortures them. Murder torture.
Yeah, it's not the good kind of murder. It's not like a quick snap. It's like, I'm going to rip one leg off, chew on that one leg in front of you until you passed out, and then I'm going to bash you around until you wake up so I can chew on your insides again.
He's not exaggerating. Squirt does that to small creatures weekly.
He's a psycho.
And there's blood trails throughout my garage and like all over my driveway.
It's not good. It's not good.
He just literally tortures them.
Yeah.
Squirt!
Brandon, so you had, well, you were saying it's like you would have a, it's 2 hours to destination, and it would be six because how slow you had to drive.
Yeah,
because of the.
It took us about 4 or 5 hours to get to our house in San Antonio,
and it
was 90 miles.
From San Antonio.
Yeah.
It took 4 hours to get to San Antonio.
Yeah, we actually had there was three 18-wheelers that turned over in the middle of the road. And so we just sat there for like an hour waiting for it to clear. And I finally just got pissed off and said, like, girls, we're going over the fucking median. Like, we're just, I'm not sitting here for
full send. Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely.
So I went back to some side roads and shit. But yeah, no, it was wild.
Texas isn't used to this. This is like utter, like, I've been here.
Like,
I was
once
born
in
here.
30 years or some shit, people have been saying for San Antonio, at least. Like, yeah.
Dude, I've heard, like, late 1800s.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, once in a lifetime.
For everybody who doesn't know, there was a blizzard that hit Texas in the south. It wasn't just Texas, like, Kentucky, like, a lot of states. Got bent the fuck over by Mother Nature. She just came in, lifted her skirt, and literally fucked us.
Yeah.
So it was a great time for any of us to move to Texas from the north. We're like, I can't wait to escape the winter.
I showered for the first time yesterday after 5-6 days.
Yeah, same, dude. Jesus. Yeah. My friends are coming over here to shower. They came over here to shower today, like clean.
There's just no running water across the fucking state and shit. Like, it's wild,
crazy,
man.
Dude.
Batty was dying because I texted, I don't know, like 3 days ago. I was like, I've shit in the same toilet for the last 4 days, and I am lactose intolerant. I have everything that goes against me with how much I poop a day, and both of my toilets were just biohazards. I was like, dear mother of God.
Dude, you have no idea. I've been eating string cheese for 3 days just to try to stop the shit flow.
Dude, Eli texted us that, like, it was me, Eli, and don't have a text group. And it was like 9:30 in the morning. I was just about to go to sleep, and Eli texted me like, my toilet's a biohazard. I've been shitting on the same pile of shit for 3 days.
Making that poo lasagna.
Yeah, poo lasagna. I have a structure system to my shit right now.
Dude, I'm still crying when I think about it. It's so
poo,
bad.
Toilet paper. Poo,
yeah,
toilet paper.
Yeah, you gotta.
It's a shit stack. It's like a fucking shit stack, man.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think about the toilet paper layer until you said that on the text thread. I was like, oh my God, Batty's right. Toilet paper roll. Poop. Oh, it doesn't splash now. Fucking golden.
We've got the Eli Big Mac in every.
I'll take her number 3, please.
Oh my God. You're like, I can't flush toilet. So it was pee in the back of your toilet.
Just to flush down the level of shit. That was.
So this is the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the Unsubscribe podcast, Brandon.
This is why people unsubscribe. Yeah. Like, we're going for video games. Mom, check out this podcast. It's all about video games. Yeah, then we build a fucking shit pile.
So you shit and you stack some toilet paper and then you shit again. You got to make sure you're not to piss on it because it breaks the toilet paper down. So it's just a shit, toilet paper. And then then you flush when the ice melts.
Guys, I bought Monster Rancher.
Oh, yeah. Good transition.
Wait, okay. Before we get into Monster Rancher, Brandon.
No, I didn't do it.
What was your first venture into, like, gaming?
Oh, yeah.
What was, like, your starting console? The first thing that, like,
right,
sucked you in? And if you say this year in Escape from Tarkov, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
No, dude. So, like, I was 7, 8, something like that. You know, like, PlayStation, going to Xbox 360, yep, shit like that. I was always a console gamer.
That's right. For everybody who doesn't know, Brandon's, like, 14. He's a child.
Yeah. He's exactly 16 years old.
Dude, look at Eli's face.
He just said 7 to 8 transitioning to the Xbox 360.
No, no, no. I said
Eli is 30 years older than
but
Brandon.
But you said going into.
No, no. I didn't have an Xbox. I think I was, like,
Brandon,
maybe 11, 12, something like that, 13. I don't fucking remember.
I was in Iraq.
He's 24.
Brandon was born in 96.
No, 95.
Dear God.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was in Iraq when you were 10.
Jesus.
Eli got shot when Brandon was 10.
Thank you for your service. But yeah, no, I didn't get into the cool kid PC gaming until, like, early last year.
What were your first games? What were your OG video games? You're like, these were my jam back in the day.
Like Halo 2, Halo 3, COD 4.
That's okay. Those are good ones.
I'm sorry.
Ones.
Should they I have said, like, no. I'm like, oh, Brandon's first good games were COD 4?
Oh,
fuck
that's
me.
Should
Halo
I have said,
2?
Like,
he did start off at Halo, you know, 2.
I started with, Dig Dug and Tetris.
There we go.
Eli's like, oh, let me pull up my swivel controller for fucking Pong.
You guys ever heard Rob the Robot? He did some crazy shit back in the
1980s. You don't need to know about that one. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So you started off.
It's fine.
You started off with Halo. Did you and your friends take your CRT TVs over to your house and have, like, the LAN matches?
No, we were never cool kids like that. We went over to my one buddy's house who's like, we were in Fayetteville.
You had a rich friend. You had a rich buddy. Yeah, well, everybody had a rich friend.
His dad was a Green Beret. And so he just like did not give a fuck what this kid did. So we just like, you have M-rated video games over at your house? Fuck.
Yo, there's boobies in that shit. Yo, you want to watch The Terminator again?
Guys, I love boobs, by the way.
Dude.
Yeah.
Why would you say something so stunning and brave?
Does anyone remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Commando?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like the
rocket
first,
launcher with four.
The four, rockets. Exactly. Yeah. I watched the boobies in that movie on repeat more. That was probably my first set of tits I could memorize. Because I would. Titty scene when they broke through the wall in the hotel. Replay. Titty scene where they broke through the wall in the hotel. Replay. And it was, that was like.
Now I'm trying to think.
Okay,
of my...
We talked about American Pie. Remember we talked about it?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon was 4 when American Pie came out.
Fuck.
99, that's right.
I still remember, like, that was still a thing even when I was growing up, you know? Like,
I mean, that's a childhood. I wish I had.
I was 4.
All these young
guys. Oh, yeah. You know, I watched it when I was like 4 or 5. It was like Barney, American Pie, American Psycho, you know.
Good boy.
American History. Yes.
American Beauty. Let's go. Like a bag in the wind.
Oh, man.
Did you play? Well, I was going to say, did you play old? So during your time, you didn't play online. You just played. It was on the same platform. Was it a split screen?
Yeah. I didn't get like online gaming until like way later.
Did you play? Like, this is a good one. 007.
I've never
played. Okay, what's 007? GoldenEye?
I know it. I know what you're talking about.
He just said he never played GoldenEye.
I've never played GoldenEye.
On Nintendo 64.
I know the game.
Yeah.
And I had a Nintendo 64.
There's AK-47s.
I'm going to throw up.
Well, guys, that was a
great.
Check out, yeah, check out Batty Streams, Donut Operator, and
now
Eli
they're actually
going
to unsubscribe. Yeah. Don't look at him.
Brandon, did you follow our podcast?
I guarantee we could pull up his phone. It's like, let's see it, Brandon. Let's see.
Follow us right now.
I do, motherfucker.
But he's never played GoldenEye. I'm just saying. I'm going to always bring that up.
God, I can say the word.
Boom.
He does. He really does.
Fuck all of you.
On YouTube?
No.
That's what I thought.
I mean, that's fair. I don't know if I follow us on YouTube.
Brandon, I'm going to say a word. I need a response. Odd job.
Pardon?
Odd job.
James Bond? I don't.
How you got that right?
I mean, it's not GoldenEye. That's not necessarily a video game thing.
But that's James Bond.
Yeah, but that's so right. The movies.
But he's the chief character in the video
Pierce
game.
Pierce Brosnan, what up?
Fuck yes. He was great in Eurovision.
Did you really just go there?
Oh, yeah.
He was so fucking weird in that, dude.
He was like the hot dad, though. It was hilarious. He's like, yes, this is my father. He has fucked half the village.
Do you remember Mr. Thomas Crown, Mr. Crown Affair? What was the movie? It was right after Pierce Brosnan did his first like two GoldenEye movies, or first James Bond movies. Like GoldenEye, the world is not enough. He was not allowed to wear a suit in a movie
because of GoldenEye.
Because of James Bond. Huh. So the entire movie, he's in a suit, but the tie's undone, and like the top buttons are undone. And it's called like the
Thomas Crown Affair.
Crown Affair. Yeah, what? It's a great movie.
I've never heard of this.
I've never Pierce seen Brosnan it. Playing like that same James Bond style character.
Well, there's really there it is, the KF-7 Soviet. I forgot that's what they called
that's
it.
That's what, man. The
AK-47. I remember
in
the
GoldenEye.
This so vividly in my head, that sound. If I
like double
in GoldenEye,
I know that sound.
Dude, Pierce Brosnan, I feel like is like half the reason why the crank is so popular, is because it's an iconic photo of him just popping out of that fucking Soviet tank with the crank.
It doesn't even have a buttstock on it.
Like, no, it's just a pistol.
The KF-7 Soviet.
They knew pistol laws back then.
They're different.
It's
rules.
A brace, Cody.
It's a brace.
No, they had a lot of. The weird thing is actors, when they have those video game clauses or movie clauses, like you can't wear a suit for any movies after this. So that's why there's no video games with Tom Cruise in it, because his likeness can't be in a video game. So you had like The Mummy.
Is that like a Scientology thing or like what?
I don't even know. Maybe? But it's like The Mummy. It would be like, play as The Mummy. They have it. A generic character instead of Tom Cruise when that movie came out. Yeah, there's no Tom Cruise video game characters at a certain point, and they were like, it just never happened because of him. Even Mission Impossible, or not? Wait, it's Mission Impossible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Do those video games don't have Tom Cruise? Do they?
They have. What's his name? Not Tom Cruise. It's the actual character's name.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
But it can't be a lookalike.
It doesn't look like Tom Cruise.
Weird laws that they like.
It's like so weird shit, like the new Avengers game, where like they have all the guys that are like close, but they don't. They're not based on the actual characters.
Wish.com Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all the characters just look like you bought them at Walmart.
So that's a great point. Like literally, one of the notes I had for the podcast was I want to talk about video game movies.
Oh God,
they're all bad.
Because no, you say that they're not.
Lord of the Rings,
video game movies, or movie video games.
Lord of the Rings.
So look at the. Did you see what was just announced? The new Mortal Kombat movie.
Wait, what?
No, I did hear about that.
Have you guys not seen the trailer for the? It was announced at like literally this weekend.
No.
The new Mortal Kombat movie looks so fucking good.
But okay.
No. Really? It's like getting all the hype right now. It looks so.
Keep going.
Who's got a phone available to watch this trailer real quick, and like we can cut the watching it out.
There you go.
Is it that good?
The trailer looks so...
Pull it up. We'll watch it right here.
Yep.
And then come back to you guys and talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
This is the riveting content you came here for.
You're gonna. We'll speed up. You know.
Might want to turn it up.
Yeah.
Was that slush?
Slush puppy. Same thing. Okay.
Hey fucking beauty.
Okay, I'm excited. Okay, so video game movies for the most part suck dick. I'm actually pumped for that one.
Like, yeah, no matter what, no matter how awful the plot's gonna be, because we know it's a fighting game, it's gonna be awful. Yeah. The visuals look so fucking good.
That was violent. Cool. All the stuff that wasn't the actual hand-to-hand combat looks like it was directed by Michael Bay.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. Like, wonderful.
It could have been a Transformers plot, like kind of thing. Like.
I hate the hardest part for me is when you have these video games. So Metal Gear Solid is going to be a movie, and that's the one I just wanted to like. If I could direct, it would be that or Dead Space. Like those are my two chances. Yeah, those are my two. Like Eli, you can direct anything. Here's your fucking.
They've done some Machinima anime Dead Space stuff.
Yeah,
which were, but it was like it was fun.
And that's the thing. It's like these video games give you a fucking script to follow, and then Hollywood. Fucks that up.
They're like, okay, listen, we understand you have a story, but what if we just
make it up?
We understand that there's tens of millions of people that are familiar with this plot line, but like, our study groups have said that this is a little fucked. So
it says Goku was dropped on his head. He was a Saiyan. He's a strong warrior, not the smartest, and fighting from a young age. What about he goes to high school? Okay, I like that. That's a good one.
Are we really Goku gonna bring,
are
at
we
high
bring
school?
Up Dragon Ball Evolution okay, right now? We got, are we really going to bring up
Goku honestly,
in high school?
Our marketing team has said it would be great if he was also disabled.
It relates to the kids. Okay, so disabled Goku in high school. I'm loving this. Guys, this is fantastic. Okay, so this Chi-Chi character.
What if Goku isn't white?
Donut, this is fantastic
what
information.
What if Goku's white and not Asian?
We have Mexican Goku.
That's the problem.
Oh, there we go. What? No, Mexican Goku it is. Okay, we'll call him Mexican.
All right, so we got El Goku.
Hoku. I think the Mexicans hide the G. Is it? Yeah, it's Hoku. So we
Guys,
got Mexican
way,
Hoku. He can go Super Saiyan Hoku.
Eli's a Mexican. He can say these things, by the way.
I am 100% Super Saiyan. I like it. He's super hand.
He went super hand.
These are fantastic movie ideas. Okay, guys, what do you think of Piccolo? He's a green alien man.
Now, alien, you can't use the term alien, man.
Because he's not Mexican. That's what I'm talking about. So he cannot be an alien. What is Piccolo now?
Well,
they called him King Piccolo initially. What if we remove the king? Because this is America and we don't have kings here.
Okay,
so we just
President
call him
Piccolo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prez Pick.
Not an alien. Not an alien.
President Piccolo, not an alien. I love this name. This is fantastic.
So we understand he was green and really strong. What if we make him weaker than our main character? Even though he's dominated planets.
Weaker.
Well, everybody knows you can't be president and an alien.
And now he is the bad guy, so he is going to be white. So we have a white President Piccolo, and he is weaker. I love this. This is fantastic.
Okay. Give him orange skin.
Okay, I like this. Where is there anything else that we can do? Because we have
He's supposed to be green, but his powers will glow orange now.
There we go. It offsets the colors. Fantastic information, guys. And I think we have a riveting plot line for
what about Bulma? We understand she has blue hair. What instead of blue hair, we just give her a lot of blue eyeliner and makeup.
Let me read about this character. She is a smart, very blue hair scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Smart blue hair scientist. So we're gonna make her a white, big titty dumb bitch
who also wants to smash the patriarchy.
Lot of blue makeup though blue for the hair. Needs to have the eyeliner.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
This is so close to a fucking Hollywood pitch meeting. It's not.
This
even
is the, yeah, exactly. Not Dragon Ball Evolution. This is
no,
a real movie.
Dragon
Ball is so bad.
Oh, you guys are being for real.
This is a real movie. It's called Dragon Ball Evolution. They made. Dragon Ball.
That's why I was saying Goku's. He's white high school kid.
I was literally joking the entire time. I was not in on that.
This is why we're.
I've never seen it either.
It's on HBO right now. I watched it 2 days ago. Just to remind myself.
I thought we were having a mock Hollywood like meeting there.
That's what's scary. We were, but that's how the movie actually is.
It's awful.
Oh no.
Dude, like, even worse, it's the guy from Shameless and the girl from Shameless, like right when they were hitting like their.
And Chow Yun Fat, which is a
who's like a huge martial arts star.
I know. They're like, and Master Roshi's Chow Yun Fat. And he's no longer pervert because we cannot have that in this day and age.
No shell. He also doesn't wear sunglasses anymore.
They literally were just like, we need a martial arts movie with some high school kids. It's kind of like Power Rangers, but let's call it Dragon Ball Z.
It has nothing to do with Dragon Balls until they mention the one Dragon Ball.
It's so bad.
It's awful. It's called Dragon Ball Evolution. Go watch it. Hate yourself.
I'm going to watch it now because of what you guys just said.
I'm going to trigger the fuck out of Eli right now. You ready? What did you think of the Netflix Death Note movie?
No, I mean, bro.
So much. They had such, again, this is like, hey, here is a plot that you don't have to change anything. This is perfection. It is loved in America and Japan. This is anime perfection. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Just copy this formula.
This was saved for me for the notes for the show.
And then they were like, okay. Well, we got some Japanese dudes. We need to get rid of that white people.
Okay, obviously.
Oh, we got a super smart guy. He can't be white.
No. Oh, yeah. There we go. We got, we're going to switch that out. We got a black character. And then we got the dude who eats apples. Okay. Who's that guy? The William man. He dressed like a girl.
William Dafoe.
I heard his penis is huge. So we'll use him.
Honestly, though,
I thought he was a great fucking
role. He has a massive cock.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said that. That's why I'm casting him for this character. What, are you guys fucking stupid? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Big Dick William Dafoe.
Big Dick William Dafoe. Dude, imagine that being Big your Dick. Nickname in Hollywood. Big Dick.
We got Big Willie.
Hollywood Big Dick.
God, that movie is so bad. And
it was awful.
They literally, all you have to do is follow the plot and no one's going to get pissed and be like, why'd they remake this? It's like, it's anything.
Yeah.
You have what the fans want. Video game, Resident Evil 1, perfect example. Imagine the movie being what the fucking game was, where it's like a mansion, Wesker, Jill, Chris.
I will never understand why they show her tits still. Like, why they deviated from that.
Because I don't care what happens as long as Mila Jovovich shows her tits.
Well, that's a given. Yeah.
Resident Evil,
no matter what.
They completely changed everything.
All over. Dude, the Resident Evil movie series is so wild.
Because I watched the movies before I ever played the games. And then it was just like,
what? I wasn't a Resident Evil gamer.
These are barely fucking related. Like, there's just zombies. That's all there is.
That's it. There's a zombie. They took one word and they're like, there's zombies.
Wait,
and
you
the
want
number
some
two
dog
nemesis.
Zombies and then like a big guy with a rocket launcher zombie? We got you.
Resident Evil.
Who's also her husband?
Obviously.
Oh, buddy. Doom. The rock.
Oh, my.
Doom.
Okay. Visually beautiful movie. That's it.
I will say, okay, that was one of the first movies that did a PS version of filming.
Yeah.
So that was groundbreaking at that time.
PS.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
It was a decent video game movie.
Decent is like the.
It wasn't bad. It was a fucking movie about an FPS.
Yeah. That and that's it's.
What do you want from that?
Loosely related. When you have like Doom Guy is such a fucking bad.
He's iconic. Yeah.
If you had and they don't have Doom Guy in that entire fucking movie. No, dude, he's fucking you're like, here's the plot again. I'm just fuck.
Follow this like, one character.
Can we do the plot real quick of Doom?
The movie? Halo movie without Master Chief.
<It's> like, right. That's literally that's how what's gonna happen.
Has there been a there hasn't been a Halo?
There's
movie,
been right?
a
no, series. They did Forward okay, Until Dawn. Really,
Forward
like
Dawn. Forward Until Dawn was fucking amazing.
Good. That was really good.
It was so good.
They did, you they could did. Tell they took their time with it
because they then when Chief shows up in that, like you see holy how big shit. He is and it's proper. It's like oh, this dude's like
he's
8
like
foot fucking
yeah,
tall.
He's like 7'10" like
gut size. Well, like, we're talking yeah. about.
Well, he's 8. Like so, Chiefs are like 8 foot tall with that suit because the suit weighs 2 tons. So yeah. it's a 2,000 or 4,000 pounds.
4,000 pound fucking suit.
Yeah, the Mjolnir or
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir armor. Mjolnir armor is 4,000 pounds.
Literally jumps almost, out of fucking close. Aircrafts and just lands on the ground because it's fun for him. Yeah.
yeah
but you could tell, could like when he shows up though,
craters, and he's like, nah, don't worry.
Everybody gets it though. They're just like, oh, he's big dick. All right, yeah, okay, this well, guy.
Roger.
Like, no yep. one argues with it. He's like, get in the vehicle.
Get in the fucking
okay. Well, Roger, Chief. Fuck yeah, bro.
So there's a series. There's just like a little series already.
It's yeah, fucking it's amazing. Good. It came out in like 2011.
It's on Netflix,
11,
no
12.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yeah. yet. That's awesome.
It's really, really but it came out with Halo 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It was like the launch from the original Bungie series into the 343 Studios series.
Yeah. yeah. They have a warthog.
As
yeah.
Brandon was saying, though, like when they actually come out with the live action movie, they're going to be like, this Master Chief guy, we don't really need him.
Who's
the,
Master Chef?
Master
He's a cook. We don't need him.
Does this battle take place in the galley? Fuck you.
Dude, the Forward Unto Dawn series by 343 was probably one of the best adaptations of a video game into a series. But again, we're not talking about a movie. We're talking like we're on the same scale of like The Witcher, you know, like
oh, that was so good. They fucking I mean, what do you think? I think they handled The Witcher
they did
very
phenomenal
well.
Minus a few costume things with
aging.
I can deal with the aging. I followed it, but I'm also a nerd that
but you've read the books.
Exactly.
When so you go in cold turkey, you're like what the
because I had never played the games. I'd never read anything.
Same.
Dude, first like 4 or 5 episodes, I didn't know about the time change. I was so fucked. And dude, then like about halfway
episode,
through,
I was
I'm
like,
same
oh, okay. Time skip. I was like screaming it in my house. I was
read
so
the book,
hyped.
So I knew. But when you are an individual, and that's the directors and the yeah. editors, when they edit that shit, you have to be like, hey, this is clear cut. Like, yeah. this is how much time. Because otherwise you're like, I have no idea what the fuck is
oh,
going on.
Oh, dude, it was
right
like,
now.
How fucking
years,
hard is it to do
10
it?
Years, 50 years, 3 years, 10 years, 50 yeah. years.
I had no idea.
How hard is it to do an intro cut like 5 years later? Boom. Your audience yeah. not fucking lost anymore.
Magicians don't age. You never fucking knew that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, why?
Witchers age really slow. You didn't fucking know
didn't
that.
Fucking
and
know
that's
it.
Where yeah. it's like the director. But still, Witcher... phenomenal.
Fucking good, man.
As much as you want to...
What's
yeah,
his name?
Henry Cavill?
Cavill.
Do you think he stepped in like when they were fucking it up and was like, no... Because he's a nerd. He's a huge
a
nerd. Do you think he ever stepped
them,
in and was just like, no, this scene should be like this. This is what happened.
I'd like to hope so because yeah. he's done a lot for gaming. Like, if you look at his accounts and his social media, he's pushed a lot of nerd bullshit. Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, I'm playing World of Warcraft today. That's right, Superman. You might know me.
Well, that's the
World
big
of Warcraft.
The big Burning story Crusade. About him is he almost missed his Superman audition because
yeah.
he was raiding in World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. He's a nerd.
And yeah, his, that was the thing because he was like super hyped about Witcher. He was just like, I fucking played this game
this.
So fucking
it's
much.
It's like when you talk about like Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool. Like,
yeah.
That was the
yeah.
same. That like... There's not a lot of video game adaptations.
That one's a good, like, and that's when you have creative control. Because he was like,
creative
"I'll pay.
Control.
I will do the fuck. I will put the money in." Yeah. And that's what Ryan Reynolds does.
Yeah,
like,
no one wanted to give it to him.
Yeah, they said literally it was gonna fail.
Yeah, it's a rated R superhero movie. It's not gonna do well.
So he put all his money in. He had creative control 100%, and then. Mm-hmm. The trailer got leaked, and that's what pushed it.
Dude,
into,
the
like,
original,
which
trailer
I think he admitted mm-hmm. to leaking it.
Oh yeah, which
yeah.
is genius.
Oh yeah.
Super
dude, the car chase on the highway with the
yeah.
rolling truck.
He jumps down in the fucking
that
car.
That was it.
Which is almost like shot for shot in the fucking movie.
Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely. Because
that's what they were leaked. They're like, this is what needs to happen. And that's when you have a perfect fucking movie. Because that sled.
You have to have that sliver, that actor that is involved or like has that emotional attachment to it.
Yeah.
Where you have somebody like Henry Cavill who's been like, I want to be in The Witcher. Ryan Reynolds, who wants to be Deadpool.
Yes.
They have that more emotional attachment to that background.
What I can't fucking understand is that all these like big baller movie studios and shit, they're like, obviously they want to look after their investments. So they're like, we want to make sure we do a lot of studies, whatever, like, and figure out, make sure we don't lose our ass if we're dumping $60 million into this project. But they can't seem to figure out, like, okay, as soon as you start fucking getting involved, that's when you lose your ass on the project.
Dude, working with execs is the hardest fucking part, because it is, you can have this awesome, I've never talked about it like this.
Well, Eli, you've been on a major television network show, and that's what you're talking about, working with execs, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this is like, as you're saying, it was the being on the TV show, you get to see how everyone or execs put their hands in shit. The first season that aired on the History Channel was a completely different
of the show,
Brothers in Arms.
Okay,
and that was
you and Rocco, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that was so different than season two, which aired because the gun stuff. And once they seen season one was like, I remember watching that and be like, this is fucking perfect. We should not change a thing. I'm super happy. I watched all the episodes. Like, holy shit! Watching season two was the first time I was like, like I just check out. I was like, I don't give a fuck about this. This is, and then you see the notes that these execs would send in, and they were straight terrible most of the time, because you have people who's like, well, Kevin from marketing thought this would be a fantastic joke. Okay, Eli, listen, you're sitting on that motorcycle. Okay, now you look down and you're like, someone's like, Eli, look what's below you. What happens if they shoot the gas tank? Because it's a World War One vehicle, World War Two motorcycle. It would explode and your balls might get blown off. So can you like play off that joke? And I would just read it and be like, I'm not saying that. Like, that's fucking stupid.
I'm sorry. Let me just double check how much you're paying me. No, I won't say
100%
that.
100% no. And that wild. Was like our director, who's fantastic, but he would like read it. And he'd be like, Eli, they want you to say this. And I'd be like, fuck no. He's like, okay, thank you. I just need that so I can tell them to say you said no. Because they just want to be able to say that was their idea.
That was their hand in the pot.
Yes. And that's how video game movies get fucking ruined.
Dude, that's how a lot of shit, like, okay, yeah. Like, I know this is completely off track, but like the military. Look at it. Like, look, going from like a wartime to a peacetime army. Like, this was a big thing that had to do with me wanting to get out at the
Dog and
like,
Pony shows?
Dude, holy fucking, you want to talk about drill and ceremony real quick? Like
Dog and Ponies?
Is that Dog, and yeah. Ponies. Yeah, Dog and Ponies. Some Everyone fucking has been colonel, some motherfucker who, you know, higher up on the officer who just needs his name on some doctrine that's going to ruin everyone's lives for the next 4 years. Do you remember the tattoo ruling that came out in like, I think it was like 2013, 2014?
Oh, yeah, because
you couldn't have anything below the cuffs, above the neck, or below the knees, or below the elbows.
What would they do with people who already had it?
So you were semi-grandfathered in, where you could have it, but you couldn't re-enlist. You couldn't become an officer. It was insane. It was like the, and it only lasted like 3 months, but there was a three-month period where
I remember that.
Some of the best enlisted soldiers in the army were like, well, I'm fucking done. And it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what, honestly, medium you're in, whether it's the military, whether it's the movie industry or gaming, there's always somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's like, I'm gonna put my hand in that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to be part of this. I want my name.
I need to
put
my name on something, and it's wild.
So that was actually kind of the more. I've started to get to know Glenn Fleming. The guy, well, he works at Drive Tanks now, but he used to be on Sons of Guns. Mm-hmm. Like, he was one of the big gunsmiths there. Fucking cool ass dude.
Did really get in a lot of trouble. Didn't
one of them did.
The big guy didn't.
The kitty diddling. Yeah. Yeah, that was not cool.
Yeah.
The rapist.
The grapist.
Got in trouble.
Yeah, a lot of grape.
A lot of graping.
Glenn, for the record, did not do any graping. But
oh my god.
That's kind of suck to be attached to that.
It really did. Dude, I've met like a couple of those dudes, like fucking Joe and Glenn and whatnot. They're were you with Red Jacket? And they're like, yeah. Like, but he was talking about fucking TV execs and everything like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, because they never fabricate anything for TVs. Like, Glenn is like fucking, he's like the Tommy Chong of gunsmiths.
Yeah.
He's fucking, you know Glenn, right?
I've never met him.
You never met him? Oh, dude, he's fucking hilarious, because I'm like, yeah, it's like they never fabricate anything for TV. He's like, yeah, man, it's not why I fucking left it or anything. But, you know,
yeah. Because they make like The fucking motorcycle. That was one.
That thing. Motorcycle like, story.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Well, they wanted us to jump through the fucking... I remember they were like, oh, what happens if you had a motorcycle and you jumped it through a flaming ring? And I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
What does that have to do with guns?
Because well, there's a machine gun. There's a... what was the OG... Wait. What the Kalashnikov is based off, it's not, but it's the original German...
The SDG 44.
SDG 44, yeah. Yes. The Sturmgewehr.
Hmm? Yeah.
So the Sturmgewehr, SDG 44, old, it was like one of the first assault rifles, mm-hmm. hence the name assault is...
The very first.
Yeah, Sturmgewehr actually means assault, and that's a rifle, so
the storm rifle.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah. So that is part of that.
You fuckers learned something.
So wait, you mean it's not from AR assault rifle? That doesn't...
But you had to mount that, and then they were like, we can jump it through a flaming hoop, and then also how you reverse engineer shit. I've showed you guys on, you buy the vehicle, this broke down old vehicle, and it's not that way. So on the show, it's like, oh, we bought this rusted piece of shit, and then we had to restore it. What you're actually doing is, hey, I bought a new thing. I'm taking it apart. I'm putting chocolate and
cinnamon
on it to make it look like it's rusted and broken up. And then I take pictures and film that, and then we scrub it off, and then it's back together.
So it's like the fucking before after photos, the diet shit, where they're just like, they take a photo in the morning, post gym, like shredded, and then they just fucking gorge themselves on like potato chips and just get big and they're shatting it up. And
yeah.
Just,
yeah. And they reverse filmed that.
Yes.
Shit.
And that's everything. Fuck, everything.
That's why like my dad watches a bunch of reality TV and he's like, man, look at this. It's so cool. I'm like, that's not fake.
It ruins. Dude,
it's
it
not
ruins.
Real.
What? Dude, honestly, that was like a wake call because I knew a lot of it was bullshit.
You just don't love
how much of it was bullshit until you showed me the before and after pictures and explained how that bike breakdown went. I was like, oh my God.
Tank, everything. You're just like, what the ever.
Yeah, that's right. You guys did the tank thing as well. Yeah,
everything's just sent. If you need rust and to look decrepit and shitty, cinnamon and chocolate. All you need. And it is. These guys would never have known.
No.
If I should, I'll show you the picture.
I saw the show before you told me.
See, I've never watched the show.
Good, don't.
Don't.
But, well, you said season one you thought was...
Season one that didn't air.
Oh, what?
I have all that. Yeah, like, no but shit. The one that aired is completely different than what aired. Like, what I have...
So they did an entire season they didn't fucking release?
Yes, because the gun stuff and all that
because
happened.
It was initially all about guns, and then it changed to, like...
History.
Gun, but like motorcycle.
Yeah. And that's where it like completely shift. But you see how executives work and you see how like networks and all that stuff. And they're so archaic and behind the times. That's the main issue. And then you have old people and these people with terrible ideas. Video games, anything you like, you could have Metal Gear Solid and you'd be like, oh, okay, main character is Solid Snake and he fights Metal Gear Rex and Gray Fox, Liquid Snake's the bad guy. Boom. Here's your concept. What do you want to do with it? Okay, well,
Let's just cross out Solid Snake immediately.
Yeah, that sounds like a penis, and I don't like it. So we will go with
The Rock,
Rambo.
Right. We don't want Rock, our young.
That's fantastic. And
our young audience is thinking about Solid Snakes. That's so good.
But, it's business people who are good at business, but they're not creatives like we are.
Yeah,
and there's like,
and
such
you can't come into our creative world and fuck this in the ass.
No, and that's why.
Well, they do constantly.
But they do constantly.
If you want to run the accounting side of things, fantastic. You're probably better at it than the creators.
Exactly.
But let us fucking write it.
Maybe that's why The Witcher did so well. No one's going to go to Henry Cavill and tell him to his face, like, this is not how it should be, because he would.
Same thing with.
Also, like, hey, this is a fucking jacked dude on a lot of steroids who's been training with a sword for 6 months. Like, I'm not going to tell him shit.
I mean, he's got a sword with him right now. I'm not going to say no today.
Like, we're not going to tell
Todd
him.
Hey, Todd, for marketing, you go, and he's like mid like swing. It's like the scene from The Mountain. He's like, what's up, Mark? He's like, so Henry, we've had a slight change.
I've heard you wanted to fuck with my idea.
I had a slight
change. Yeah, you just swing it.
Yeah, so Henry, this change in the script, you might
And he was just like, whoo.
Yeah, you just hear that swinging there.
What was it? What did you want to say?
Mark's just
and,
like,
feel free to say no.
Really? You keep doing what
you were doing. Oh, my God.
You do you, Henry. You do you.
Never mind. It's cool. It was just an idea we had in accounting. It's not important.
Keep with the lore of the show, Henry. Dude. Honestly, this was a fucking intern. We're firing them tomorrow.
Just terror.
Just panic.
What we're saying is stop fucking up our cool shit.
Oh, man. Because you can look at any video game. I mean, like, Dead or... Oh, my God. Dead or Alive.
Don't.
If... Oh, oh, have you guys...
Why are you fighting games?
House of,
why
are fighting House of the Dead. House of the Dead.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
That's the shooter game, the arcade game,
have
right?
you seen the movie?
No.
Same. I heard it was fucking awful.
Can we... Okay, we're going to do another pausey pause, and we're going to watch the trailer for this real fast, because it's completely worth this reaction right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this guy... What's his... Bilo? Balo? This guy, the director...
Oh, a Yui Bull.
Yui Bull.
I know. Yes. That fucker... Fuck, I don't understand why he has any clout in Hollywood.
It's so weird. They give him millions of dollars per movie.
And his movies all suck.
They all bomb. Like, so fucking bad. And that's why they're like, this guy has to be like a money laundering or something. Because there is not one where it's like, oh, it was slightly decent. It's like, these are fucking...
No.
Like in the Rampage movies that he made. And then like,
wait, he was the new Rampage movies?
He directed the Rampage series. And then like after 2 and 3, it was all just like, eat the rich.
I've never seen this movie. I want to watch this now.
I think I'd rather watch Range 15.
Equally as terrible.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I watched Range 15 like 2 weeks ago just so I could find the picture of the scene of Eli to send him a picture of it. That's why I sent it to you. It was awful. I couldn't finish it.
No.
It was so bad.
Quality work.
Patoom Kennedy was in it. He's so badass.
Way to go, JT. Thanks for that, bud.
Oh, God. Damn, that is literally House of the Dead trailer right there. That is how bad video game movies like. You just have a concept. And that was a $5 million or $10 million budget.
Oh, my God.
They paid that man.
Jesus.
But the $10 million budget for the movie, that's super low budget.
I mean, yes, relative. But if for that quality,
we could do that better with like $30,000.
But yeah.
Yeah, want to shoot a movie?
What if someone gave us $1 million and said, make a Hollywood movie?
I would be, oh.
Oh, that's never happened before in this crew.
Range 15. Yeah. How'd that go? I'm going to talk like this the entire movie. Dan all the way.
That's not Dan, that's
Or whatever his fucking name is. Ross. Ross Patterson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, guys.
It's so, you just get... I don't know. It's
Macho Man Randy Savage.
it's so bad. You're just like, why? Why do these movies cost so much to do this? That? Because that is impossible.
The story for House of the Dead was already pretty cool. It was two investigators, a man and a woman. And they were just going in and figuring out why people were missing. And then suddenly it's like, oh, fuck. There's like creatures zombies here. Like, yeah.
And then that one.
Done something with that.
And the start of that.
There was a rave. And a party on an bunch of kids trying to have premarital sex.
But zombies wanted one thing, flesh. And then it cuts to the weird pirate scene.
Yeah, what the fuck? So I haven't seen...
I didn't.
Your experiments were not of God.
I thought I accidentally did some acid when we watched that trailer.
When you're confused by the trailer, that is a good sign.
Can we watch shitty movie trailers? Like,
dude, we need to do a react. Oh, like a movie
we
react.
We need to watch shitty movies. Something period. Like that.
Bingo.
We can do bingo.
Bingo night with bad trailers. That's perfect. But all video game movies go down that terrible.
So terrible.
Someone with money and no creativity gets a hold of it and just fucks it in the ass.
So Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood. That's
Hollywood
what it
does
is.
A fantastic.
We've quarantined them to one section of California.
It's too bad they have creative control over all of our movies.
Yeah.
Disney's doing it right. They have, John
Favreau.
John Favreau is
Favreau. He's
literally
fucking murdering
Star Wars
it, dude.
God.
Well, he's the one that created the MCU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Iron Man. And then that just catapulted everything to
it was the first good superhero movie ever.
Yes.
Like,
well, okay. Spider-Man 1 and 2 with Tobey Maguire were fucking amazing.
All right,
Spider-Man 3 got weird with the like that was weird.
Pizza time.
pizza. But, pizza town. You know, like Spider-Man 1 and 2 with
great.
William Dafoe, Big Dick William Dafoe.
Yeah, Big Dick Daddy.
Like
Dick
those were
James
good.
DeFranco, like early in the, yeah.
Yeah, those were fantastic movies. James but, Franco? Yeah. Yeah, you're right, That was, yeah. But William Dafoe's son and Green Goblin's kid, whatever his fucking name was, I don't remember. But those were good, but you're right. Like, the Iron Man movie was like the reinventation of like superheroes in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, I think holy fuck.
The first time they've ever done like an overarching plot on fucking 20 movies.
Oh, I mean, that's insane. Yeah.
That's insane, too. Like over the whole Avengers universe and shit like that.
There's like three phases planned out for like 10 years prior to anything happening.
Yeah. Like, dude, I the nerdy part of me, like, fucking thanks God that fucking Endgame came out 6 months before COVID. Could you imagine that?
I didn't even think
waiting an extra year for any.
And yeah, the DCU was royally rushed.
Just not, can we? I just don't even want to.
They're like, see what the MCU is doing. They're like, whoa, these guys are like 40 films.
What if we make it all muted blue colors
and we
and try to be serious, but we're not?
Put it all into one real quick. Okay, we'll do like one movie for each one, and that's good enough. And they're like, what about the Flash and Wonder Woman? What? And the robot guy, Cybertron.
Cyborg.
All those videos, those movies that suck.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, well, they kind of, well, most
so
of them.
Bad.
It's because every time you separate one piece of the Justice League, they're like, ooh, that's going to bomb.
Because they write it so
okay,
edgy.
Guys, what about Suicide Squad?
Oh, man. Look.
I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would.
Oh, I hated it.
They're like, Suicide Squad with Will Smith. That Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I just don't like Margot Robbie in that fucking movie.
I feel like they could have done a little better. I don't know.
We just want to we're going to talk about the Joker real quick. Like, we're just going to pretend that didn't
what
happen.
What was that Joker?
Joker, like the new one?
Not that one.
Oh.
With Margot Robbie.
Got it.
What's his name? Lead singer of
36
to
Mars.
Yeah. Amazing singer. Holy
Leto.
Fuck.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's not his fault the Joker sucked, but like the creative control of that Joker was. Hold on, real quick. You gotta cover. He's got the stupid tattoos everywhere. Like,
God, I hate so
twisted.
Much.
And I almost liked where they were going with it, with like the fucking cartel Joker kind of shit, but it just didn't work.
They just fucking. They didn't set it up. They just like dropped. It's like, this is the thing. Good luck. Enjoy the background that doesn't exist.
That's when a studio rushes the idea, this is what we want to do. We're just going to rush this out to market in order to try to make some bucks off of what the MCU
is. So we know we had Superman movies and we had that one Batman movie, but like, here are the villains. They're all dead now.
And you're like, oh, it's good, right? But then you look at the Thor. Was a Thor a Ragnarok as well?
It's so fucking good.
That writer, because that was his new. That was when he took over directing. I forget his name.
Taika Waititi.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm cultured, motherfucker.
New Zealand. He was the rock guy.
He is the rock guy.
I'm Coke.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm made of rock. It's a rock paper scissors joke for you.
Like one of the greatest characters ever.
Amazing.
And he wrote that in because they were like, hey, we got to do this.
Hey, I'm a rock.
But you know, some exec was like, that's a stupid fucking idea. And he's like, no, it relates to people and people are going to love it. And he's like, no, it's going to stay in.
And there was a battle. And there was
my friend Bog. He's a bug with knives for hands. He's all right. It's a circle, but you can't really go around on the circle.
All right, piss off, ghost.
It's so good.
Like all the one
line. Every line was perfect.
That's when you let someone who's creative have their fucking creativity in a superhero movie.
Because, like, I think it was, like, Thor 2 where they realized, like, the current Thor didn't
world.
Work
yeah.
all that well. And then they're like, all right, we need somebody to change this shit
just
up a
bring
little
in
bit,
someone
you know?
He knew, and that dude just slayed. Because Ragnarok's one of my favorites.
Without a doubt. It's amazing.
So good.
It's
MCU
movies. Visually fucking in your face. It's vibrant. It's wonderful. Everything
it's also
about
like
it.
Got some fucking cyberpunk vibes going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's visually like everything about it is just like
and the comedic,
bright.
Yeah. And the comedic beats are on. It's like why Deadpool works. It's the comedic beats for Deadpool are on fucking point. You can go back and watch that every time.
Every single time you're gonna laugh. It doesn't
I'm gonna
matter
watch it tonight when
joke.
You guys leave. Jeff Goldblum is a bad guy.
Dude, right.
And he's such a sweet man too. Like even though he's evil.
God, see, like everything about that. It's just movies when they take themselves too serious or anything like that, they just go downhill. video game movies, unfortunately, just follow that trend where it's honestly, like, we got to be serious. Silent Hill.
I think that's why we're all here, is because we don't fucking take ourselves that seriously.
No.
Because it's like, as soon as you start taking yourself super seriously, you like you cross the border into cringe.
Yeah, you're a douchebag.
Hey, well, I mean, like...
I'm sorry, I love you. I'm
Mike, I didn't say that. That was bad. He doesn't lift weights.
I haven't passed him on YouTube yet, so I can't say anything.
I love him. I'm kidding. I love you.
Love you.
Nice goal, dude.
Yeah, we don't. None of us. Like, I'll never be the serious gun guy. Like, I was...
We can't.
No. I was like, I want to be nerdy, anime, weeb dude that does gun stuff every once in a while. You're not going to see me at the fucking gun range, like...
Doing hardcore fucking trial runs and
we were talking about that last night. A company, an ad wanted probably all of us before, but you were saying specifically a company wanted you to just shoot steel.
Yes,
and like
that literally isolates me from my. That's like me being like donut do anti police videos. You'd be like, wait,
you don't do those.
Did you want to suck on my wiener?
Like, you have that mix, but it's like, it's doing the exact opposite of what, it's like, AK guy, run plates also. Or do some AR-15 videos. Like,
I've done that for money. Super serious with shaking.
You're like, yes, 100%.
A lot of money.
Yeah. If they pay me enough, I'll fucking do it. I'll do anything.
Suck any dick for that.
Anything. If you give me an MP7 HK, I will fucking, I swear to God, I'll swallow at all you want.
I will gargle
balls.
I'm
going to punch in on that one.
Swallow the gravy. Yeah,
exactly.
Jack Black and Tropic Thunder, dude.
Such a good movie. Like that one, too. God damn it.
You can't have shit like that anymore, man. That type of comedy is just...
Well, dude, did you see the fucking Joe Rogan where Robert Downey Jr. was on it talking about Tropic Thunder? Like, I was in blackface in that movie. And he's like... My mother's like, oh, Bobby, I don't think that's a good idea. He's like, I was so fucking paranoid about it. And then, like, as soon as the movie came out, everybody got on Ben Stiller for making fun of retarded people. And he's like, woo! All right! Fuck! Thank Christ.
I forgot. Yeah, because you have that. It's a perfect example of, like, you're just like, is the hate going to go to me or somebody else right now?
That's the kind of humor that's gone away, man. I fucking hate that. Like, in the last 10 years,
we've talked about it. It's non-existent anymore, man. You don't get fun comedy anymore.
The shitty part is that it still exists. You just can't do it publicly.
No, exactly.
Everybody still fucking does it. Everybody.
We don't.
We don't. We clearly, don't. Because we're...
Woke.
They're partnered.
Batty.
Consensually.
Unrelated idea, but
I let him.
Oh man. That's why our humor is slowly dying out on YouTube, especially. They're starting to fucking get us all, bud.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, watching a lot of those.
A lot of people like to hide that. They pretend like that's not how they act with their friends anymore, man.
I know so many creators on YouTube who just can't say how they feel.
Yeah.
Comedians do. I mean, comedians have actually done broadcasts about that. They're like, they won't go to colleges in specific states anymore because they know they will get hate for their jokes. So they stay away from certain colleges because of that.
It's like Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr.
Seinfeld talked about it. Like, all those guys are like, yeah, we just won't go to those areas anymore because we'll get crucified for nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Making a fucking joke.
Weird. It's a joke and it's now taking literal. And you're like, Dave Chappelle got heat for all his last couple of shows. And you're like, what? This man's just a comedian. And now comedians start it with, it's like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to say
it.
Here we
go.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a joke. Cancel culture. Yeah. I know you're coming for me.
I think that was Bill Burr's last fucking Netflix special. He's like, all right, well, now this is going to be my last comedy special, but
here we go.
Oh, Brandon, it's wild. Bill Burr is so good.
That one was shit, but yeah.
It's perfect. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
People don't know how to just laugh anymore, I feel like.
No, just don't take yourself serious. Have fun. Laugh at what needs to be. The people that we're talking to right now aren't listening, so that's great.
Executives, stop fucking with our superhero in video game movies, okay?
Henry Cavill, if you want to come on to this podcast and people listening, go bug him on his pot on his
everywhere. Stuff. Just not while he's
water treatment.
Not while he's holding a sword, though.
Yeah, just outside of that, but just definitely bombard him with joining this podcast.
Does he live in Texas?
I don't know. I feel like he does. I mean, Henry Cavill, we love you. We're just
so come much, hang honestly.
Out. Come hang out. Or,
thank you.
Or Ryan Reynolds.
Eli will suck your dick if you come out here.
That's your thing.
Ryan Reynolds.
It's a good podcast. We won't be on the podcast.
If we can just be. You can just talk on your own. We'll leave.
It's like, can you come on our podcast?
He just, sits down, we leave.
He monologues for an hour.
Just right. Text us if you need it's some DoorDash and we'll...
Henry, can you clap for me? Thank you. Okay. Have fun, Mr. Cavill.
Over in the corner just fucking jerking off. I'm like, yeah! It's like
Henry Cavill just talking about The Witcher and just a bunch of shit in the corner.
I mean, yeah.
You ain't wrong.
Taint wrong.
What are we on time, Betty?
Good enough.
Good. Close it out, Betty.
So, Mr. AKG, Mr. Brandon Herrera, the AK guy, thank you for coming on to Unsubscribe. Where can we always find you to watch all your bullshit?
Don't. For the love of Christ.
Perfect. Okay, don't. So I'm Batty Streams. We have Eli Double Tap here and Donut Operator. And of course, the AK guy. You can find him everywhere online as The Real Brent Hare or the AK guy. Please give him a follow on all his dumb shit.
And now on Twitch.
Yeah, the real Brandon Herrera, because the fake one was taken.
Yeah, and he plays Tarkov when he's not streaming, which is really weird.
He's got a problem.
You know he's addicted.
I am addicted. It's not healthy.
Hear that, chat? Video games not... I called everybody chat. End it.
And...